got involved with Dragon Boat Racing. I think it was probably the second or third time I went to chemo. And I was with my dad, and we were sitting at the hospital in Emory. And I happened to see a brochure that talked about dragon boat racing, and I had never heard of that before. I come from the desert. We don't do things on the water.
Dragon Boat Atlanta, here we are.
So I had to find strategies to, you know, figure out how I was going to buffer this new experience. So certainly doing dragon boat racing is one of those things. The support from the women has been phenomenal. We have a survivor who's 75 years old, who participates, and for me that's very inspiring and makes me believe that there is life after breast cancer and to remain active.
Leaving family and friends behind, Michelle Espino transferred from the University of Arizona to the University of Georgia. Soon after, she found out that she had triple negative breast cancer.
I had never heard of triple negative breast cancer before. I didn't even know that there were different types of breast cancers. So when they were trying to explain to me, my doctors were trying to explain to me what breast cancer and triple negative was, I still was not very sure what it could be. My hope had been to have a lumpectomy. And it was because the tumor, it was at 12 o'clock. As I remember. And I thought, if we just cut that area out, then it'll be fine.
Michelle's doctors recommended chemotherapy before surgery, called neoadjuvant chemotherapy, to try to shrink the tumor before her operation. Neoadjuvant chemotherapy is often used to shrink large tumors so that lumpectomy is possible. But it may have a special role in triple negative breast cancer.
They wanted to preserve the breast as best they could. And so by shrinking the tumor first, the goal was to get a lumpectomy, and then it would be minimal in terms of the amount of scarring and amount of tissue that would need to be extracted.
Doctors like Michelle's oncologist, Ruth O'Regan, at Emory's Winship Cancer Institute are also studying the use of neoadjuvant chemotherapy to gain a better understanding of how triple-negative breast cancers respond to treatment. Some patients' tumors shrink rapidly, but some are more resistant. Dr. Lisa Carey at UNC's Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center is involved with similar research.
So it's really a part of our challenge is trying to get more information about the science of it. And when you give the chemo first, because you can watch the cancer grow or shrink, and you can get a hold of the tissue, it's a lot easier for us to try and answer those questions.
The category of triple-negative breast cancer includes tumors with different characteristics. If doctors can figure out which ones respond best to which treatments, they can improve outcomes for everyone. Michelle was fortunate. Her triple-negative breast cancer was so sensitive to the chemotherapy that the tumor disappeared. Dr. O'Regan estimates that her good response may have reduced her risk of recurrence from a worst-case scenario of 50% to less than 5%. Michelle's story wasn't over. Doctors often recommend that young women with breast cancer be tested for certain genetic mutations that raise their risk for breast cancer. There were two more reasons to test Michelle: her triple negative status and the discovery of a second tumor in her other breast.
On the seventh treatment that I received, I was actually receiving chemo and went into a small room with the genetics counselor, at which point she told me that I was in fact BRCA1 positive and that what the consequences of that would be.
A mutation in the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene greatly increases a woman's risk for breast cancer. BRCA1 mutations have a special connection to triple negative breast cancer.
The highest risk group, which is also very unusual, are those women who carry inherited mutations in that BRCA1 gene. It's a familial kind of breast cancer. In them, if they get breast cancer, about 80% of the time it's triple negative.
Michelle was interesting because she didn't have a positive family history for breast cancer, and yet she ended up having a BRCA1 mutation. And the reason that we would have tested her is because, first of all, she's young. Secondly, she had a triple negative breast cancer, and triple negative breast cancer are associated with BRCA1. And then on top of that, she also had bilateral breast cancer because both the BRCA genes predispose you to cancer in both breasts.
Research has shown that even without a family history, there may be a connection between triple-negative breast cancer and BRCA1 mutations in young women. Doctors are still exploring what that connection means. Michelle and Dr. O'Regan discussed her choices, and Michelle made a very personal decision.
When Michelle came first, she was planning on having breast-conserving surgery on both sides. However, when she realized she had a BRCA1 mutation, she decided to have bilateral mastectomies, which markedly reduces the risk of her having another breast cancer.
My reconstruction was certainly an interesting process. I went through an expansion process because they put the implants behind the chest muscle. And so that took some time. And once I received the actual implants, they looked so natural. It was actually a bit shocking to me. I wanted to look much less natural because then I was afraid I would forget.
Dr. Spino was the new teacher, and so she definitely was trying to set some ground rules and that she was going to be tough on us and she expected a lot from us. So just to see her be vulnerable and share with us what she was going through was it's kind of transformational in our relationship with her.
My students decided that they wanted to fundraise on my behalf, and they created a T-shirt. This is Dr. Espino's My Homegirl.
I have a cancer wall in my house, and it's filled with cards. It started with just students sending me thank you cards or, you know, well wishes, thinking of you. And then I could not throw any of those away. They became kind of my armor. They were my strength. So I could look at them and know that I was loved. And you want to believe that you're loved, but oh gosh, it was really amazing to feel that people cared enough to write a card. And those were the things. Those were the little miracles that I had in my life, and I was so grateful to have that.
I think what attracted me to Dragon Boating, and especially with this group, was they're incredibly resilient, strong women, and you become attracted to that. You want to be strong and resilient and powerful. And you feel that when you're out in the water. And so every Saturday morning, being able to be out on the water, to just focus on what's happening in the boat. And they always tell us, you just pay attention to what's going on in the boat. Don't look at anything else. And so you follow that. You follow that cadence. We're all under one beat.
So in terms of what Michelle can expect in the future, for the triple negative breast cancer, you know, she's really done everything she needs to do. She got the chemotherapy, and we would very much hope that 5 years down the line she's not going to have a recurrence, and at that point she's at really at minimal risk of having a recurrence.
Michelle's second tumor happened to be estrogen receptor positive. She can take tamoxifen for the next 5 years to help prevent that cancer from coming back. There is no such preventive treatment for her triple-negative breast cancer.
I think that for me, my fight with cancer will continue. Some women can put that aside and say it's done, but for me, I think it lives with me. It lives beside me. I'm okay with that. I want to be able to remain vigilant about a recurrence, and that's the biggest concern right now.